Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Salmonella outbreaks associated with live poultry and backyard flocks are now affecting people in 45 states, and Kentucky appears to have the highest number of illnesses. Dr. Jackie Jacob, UK Poultry Extension Project Manager, says in the proper setting, backyard flocks are fine, but regarding bacterial contamination,
I would assume that they have it. Chickens are livestock. They're often treated like pets, but in reality, they are livestock. And any livestock is a source of bacterial contamination. Even very healthy chickens can carry all sorts of things. But the one that makes people sick most often is the salmonella.
She says a small flock can teach kids about agriculture, responsibility. On the other hand, 88 of the current salmonella infections are with children younger than 5.
Because they're making them pets, they, you know, have them around when they're eating. They bring them in the house. The kids kiss them and hug them. And that's when you start getting salmonella outbreaks.
A thorough cleanliness regimen can solve the problem before it occurs.
Definitely. And anytime you handle the birds or the equipment, you should clean your hands. Don't bring dirty equipment into the house.
More in a minute. We'll be right back.
When tragedy strikes Kentucky law enforcement officers and their families, you can help by displaying a law enforcement memorial license plate on your car or donating online. Log on to the memorial website at klemf.org today. Proceeds go directly to the families of officers killed in the line of duty and provide college scholarships for their children. Sponsored by the Kentucky Law Enforcement Memorial Foundation and aired in cooperation with the Kentucky Broadcasters Association and this station. Visit and donate at klemf.org today.
We're back with Jackie Jacob, UK Extension Poultry Project Manager, on tips for backyard poultry flock owners. One, about cross-contamination, cleaning equipment, or yourself.
If you absolutely have to wash in the kitchen sink because there's absolutely no other place to do it, then make sure that you disinfect the sink before you make any food there.
Jacob says more communities are allowing backyard flocks. She advises those considering it to study up and keep your flock and your neighbors happy and your family safe.
Keep the facility clean and dry so that both the chickens are happy and you don't have any odors. Make sure that you're not leaving feed around for rodents to get attracted to it.
For background on the pros and cons of backyard flocks and safety, she says they have a website all about it, smallflocks.com. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.